Lost by a whale? Young man, come nearer to me. It was devoured, chewed up, crunched by the monstrousest parmacetti that ever chipped a boat. Ah, ah. I was a little alarmed by his energy, perhaps also a little touched at the hearty grief in his concluding exclamation, but said as calmly as I could, "What you say is no doubt true enough, sir, but how could I know there was any peculiar ferocity in that particular whale, though indeed I might have inferred as much from the simple fact of the accident? Now look ye, young man, thy lungs are a sort of a soft, d'ye see? Thou dost not talk shark a bit. Sure ye been to sea before now, sure of that?" "Sir," said I thought I told you that I had been 4 voyages in the merchant—" "Hard down on that! Mind what I said about the marchant service. Don't aggravate me, I won't have it. But let us understand each other. I have given thee a hint about what whaling is. Do ye yet feel inclined for it?"
"I do, sir."
"Very good. Now art thou the man to pitch a harpoon down a live whale's throat, and then jump after it? Answer, quick!"
"I am, sir, if it should be positively indispensable to do so—not to be got rid of, that is, which I don't take to be the fact."